It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for getting up early and tuning in to our outdoor show today. We have a special guest, Mr. Larry Wysoon. Mr. Whitetail is with us. I thought that would be appropriate since, well, this is the opener of deer season, or at least one of the openers. It's the opener of bow season, and on many many ranches that are under Texas Parks and Wildlife Management, you can also begin hunting them with other weapons, too. I think Mr. Wysoon is on station this morning and ready to visit with us. Larry, are you there today, buddy?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, this is such a fantastic time of the year, and we've been so fortunate this year with rainfall and really a fair amount of rainfall in at least different parts of the state of Texas this past several days. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be an absolutely great deer season and of course, a lot of people are already starting to spend some time out in the woods. And in some of the other states, we've had a season that's been open for deer and elk and all those other good things. But with the whitetail season on here, it's going to be a great year. We've got some really good fat deer this year, and I think there are going to be some unbelievably fantastic antlers as well, too.
You know, Larry, I sent you some pictures of, I had on my trail camera, three bucks. That was about 2 weeks ago, a little bachelor herd. One of them was a legal shooter. I wouldn't have shot him. He was a little bit young for what I'm looking for, but he was probably about a 15-inch inside spread. And up in this area, you know, he's a pretty good buck. But they were all together, hard-horned, of course. That was, I think, about 2 weeks back. Three of them running together. And then just before that, I had a really good shooter come through, maybe a 140 class deer. So, what I have noticed just this past week, and I know a lot of our listeners up in Northeast Texas have probably will agree with me, I've started seeing the acorns fall, you know.
Even down this way, down in Southwest Texas, the acorns have started falling quite a bit, and it's such a great nutrition year. You know, a lot of the people, in particularly here in Texas, some of the other states where we do a fair amount of baiting, I got a feeling there are going to be some corn piles out there that are going to be standing for a while, because there are a fair number of acorns scattered around, and then with late kind of summer, early fall rains that we've had, I mean, the vegetation is unbelievable, and there's so much green food out there that it's going to be kind of hard to pull those animals in with bait this year.
I know you're right, Larry, and you know, this is one of those years, of course, we've been hunting deer so many years, we reflect back on how things were in different conditions in past years, but I really believe I like to hunt. Of course, hunting the rut is the prime time to see a bunch of bucks. But late season, I love to hunt late season too. And with you know, after a few freezes come and knock down some of the vegetation, I bet we're going to have a fantastic late season hunt. I noticed where I live in Kaufman County, there's a new regulation that's allowing a muzzleloader season in Kaufman County. Which is
really?
Yes, uh-huh. A lot of the counties like Trinity down in that south, more or less southeast Texas, has had that January
right.
muzzleloader season for a number of years. But I noticed that Kaufman County was added, and I need to study and see how many more. But, you know, speaking of late season, if a person hasn't got their venison in the freezer or whatever, you know, first part of the season, well, it's this year. In some places, it's going to extend, the general season is going to extend into January, which will be a plus for everybody, Larry.
You're exactly right. Of course, a lot of times those late seasons like it are great places to look for deer around really good food sources. And depending on where you are in the state of Texas, I mean, our ruts, I saw rutting activity probably 3 weeks ago already starting in kind of in the very southeastern part of the not far off the coast, in that kind of south of Houston, Galveston, Victoria area, like I said, in winter. And so depending on where you hunt, there's an opportunity there to possibly hunt the rut. If you have the ability to hunt several places, you can hunt a bunch of places and make the rut.
You bet, Larry. My newspaper column this morning, this week, that I wrote, I'd probably need to see a buck you've never seen before, you know. But pre-rut, which is right now, I've mentioned that, you know, they can be easy to pattern, but when there's a lot of food like there is this year, it can be tough hunting. It really can. And I mentioned that in the first day or two, looking back through the years, I've killed as many wild hogs with with my bow as I have deer the first few days. But and that's really kind of the truth. The pre-rut, people talk about deer being patterned very well to feeders and hunting over feeders and before the rut takes place. And you can do really well at some time. But I've got a feeling this year, with all the food that's out there, like you'd mentioned, those feeders early on there, they're probably not going to be a red-hot place to be. But we'll have to see what happens, you know.
You're right, but you mentioned the pre-rut, too. I mean, you and I both used the rattling forks quite a bit in the past. And what I do this time of the year and what I'm going to be doing here in the next few days is I'm going to take my rattling forks and I'm going to find a spot where I found some fresh rubs. And I know some of these bucks are starting to make scrapes. And so what I'm going to do is spend some time really getting those areas and finding and maybe not so much rattling right now. If I do, just kind of bring them together for just a little bit, pull them apart and wait a while and do it again. Not get very aggressive, but one of the things I am going to be doing is I'm going to be spending a bunch of time just taking those rattling forks and rubbing them off on brush and like an old buck trying to, you know, rub his antlers and kind of strengthen that neck as he goes into the rut. And quite often you'll have a deer come in just to that, just out of curiosity. So it's a technique that people can use right now, even though they may not be serious about rattling for another couple, 3 weeks or even longer in some instances, but it'll certainly a lot of times bring those deer in. Like I said, just more out of curiosity to see what kind of bucks in that area that maybe the buck thought he knew everything that was there, but he could hear something and go, wait a minute, maybe I better go check. So something somebody might try these next several days.
You know, I remember you talking to you about that, Larry, and it's something I've never really done. I can't remember doing it early on, but I'm going to this year. One thing for sure, it's not going to spook them because it's a natural sound that they're accustomed to hearing, right?
It is. It's a very natural sound. But I'll also tell you this, about 4 or 5 days ago, I was up on Tim Fallon's FTW ranch, and of course, that a lot of that country up around the hill country has got exotics, including fallow deer. And the fallow deer rut usually starts about the 1st of October. And I noticed a big old fallow buck was making all kinds of grunting noises and kind of doing displays. And so I just kind of walked on a little bit farther, took out the rattling forks, hit the rattling forks together, and I had this fallow buck come in just about like a whitetail buck should. So, I mean, if you're hunting in those kind of areas, you might try rattling a little bit just to see what happens, because you never know. You know, there you might find an old buck that's even a big old whitetail buck, after whatever reason, he doesn't want anybody else in that part of the world, so he may be coming to chase them out. But, you know, try different things. That's the beauty of if you use things like rattling forks and making vocalizations and rattling. Those are very natural things that occur this time of the year, and so you don't spook the deer by it, but you might just track one as well.
Exactly, Larry. You know, speaking of the rattling forks, it's not a bit too early to mention the Dallas Safari Club convention. It'll be in January, early January, like it always is. And, folks, there's a rattling forks contest, the first of which was last year. And I helped Larry a little bit with that, setting up some contestants and
judging, by golly, and, which we appreciated.
Yeah, and was one of the judges. Stephen Ray, though, has came out with those rattling forks. I've done it around, you know, other places. But
right.
These things, folks, you can go online to rattlingforks.com and check them out. But they're heavy, heavy. And the premise of it, the way to rattle deer, I guess you could get two hickory sticks at times and maybe make
the right
them work. Time,
but it does work well too.
But they are really. I mean, they've really caught on. And Larry, we'll have the contest again this year. So,
and I think they can probably go to the rattlingforks.com website and find the information
about being a contestant or whatever. Just feel free to do so. And if there's openings, well, we'll sure we'll work you in, right, Larry?
Absolutely. But like I said, hunting seasons are here. It's absolutely fantastic with this rain that we've had. deer, like we talked about earlier, are fat. We had all the right rains at the right time earlier in the spring and late winter, really, and spring and summer. And there's some really big antlers as well this year, too, not only on some of the older deer, but some of the younger deer, this year, too, are some very impressive antlers. So it's here, finally.
After you've been hunting deer as long as I have, and you yourself, too, Larry, it just seems like I don't know. It just seems like it all of a sudden, bingo, it's time to get back out there and get with them. But they, I don't know, this in my newspaper column, it was just kind of a folksy visiting column this week. I mentioned the fact that, you know, how you, when you reflect back on all the many hunting seasons, it all just becomes one big happy blur in a way.
Amen.
That you look forward to repeating, you know, each year. And that's,
yes, sir.
That's hunting is to me, and I know you very well, to you too. If we didn't do anything else and we were blessed with good health where we could get out and do stuff like we are, we'd still be hunting. If you didn't do TV and if I wasn't a writer and radio, I'd still be hunting. I mean, it's just, and I really, that's something I'd like to relate to everybody else that maybe have thought about taking up the sport of hunting. And I'm not just talking about youngsters, which we need all those that we can get in the thing, but you know, Larry, I've introduced guys up in their 30s and 40s that never hunted, and they discovered something that was built into them that they loved. So it's never too, you're never too old to take up the sport of hunting, in my opinion, you know?
You're exactly right. I think it's something that's innate within us, and when you give that opportunity to somebody, is all of a sudden they go, oh, wait a minute, this is fabulous, by golly. I love the outdoors. I love the challenge. I love the people that I'm with, and I love the learning aspect of it. And I mean, it's just truly enjoyable. You learn a lot about wildlife, but sometimes, too, you learn a little bit about yourself, too, when you're out hunting. And there's nothing that compares to it. And I think anything is good for you is getting out and hunting.
True, Larry. You know, later on, when you get slowed down a little bit, I know your new book that's out, I want to mention it. And then we need to set up a time or two, some places up here in North Texas for us to both be at some book signings and open forum type deal. This coming Monday at the Harrison Library in Greenville, Larry, I know you can't be there. We've already talked about that, but from 6 in the evening till 7:30, we're going to have I hate to call it a book signing. I'll have the books there, but we're going to talk about the
right.
I really enjoy listening to other folks.
Yes, sir.
Usually when you in these type settings, when you get started, everybody's got plenty of hunting stories. So I'm looking forward to visiting with a lot of folks. They're going to have refreshments there at the library. We're calling it an open forum. Just come by. I know a lot of you are maybe on the way home from work at, 6 to 7:30, but don't be afraid to show up a little bit late. They're going to have refreshments there, and we're just going to visit and have a good time. But that's this coming Monday, October the 3rd, at Harrison Library there in Greenville. And, Larry, you and I definitely need to get some of these things going in the near future.
I agree. We'll start looking at some serious dates here real quickly.
You bet. Well, thank you a lot, Larry, and I hope you have a good opener, and it is an opener on many ranches, and I know you'll be out there filming your show, Trailing the Hunter's Moon, right?
Yes, we will. I wish everybody a very successful but also very safe hunting season.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.